Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 78th Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Joaquin Del Paso. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Presenting the film, The Hole in the Fence, it's being presented in the Orizzonti section. Now, this is kind of the obligatory question, Joaquin, but would you mind maybe just telling us a few words about, just to introduce the film, I guess, for the listeners who are not familiar with it yet?
Yes, of course. The film is it's a Mexican film. It talks about a group of schoolboys. They are 13-year-olds, and they go to a camp in the outskirts of Mexico City. The boys are... they study in a private school for very privileged kids. And as soon as they arrive to this camp, they are being told that the neighboring village is very dangerous and that they should be aware of the people that live outside of the camp. And the first morning, they discover a hole in the fence, and the rumor starts to spread that maybe someone from the outside breaks in. Broken.
There's so much to talk about, but I was kind of inspired while watching the film to ask you this follow-up question. What was your relationship with education like around the age of the protagonists of your film?
I mean, I studied in a school just like that, run by the Opus Dei, that is like a criminal Catholic organization in a way, you know.
Well, tell me more about them. I don't know much about them.
I mean, it's the Catholic Church has organizations, there's a big organization of the Vatican and the Catholic Church, and then there's the smaller organization led by different kinds of people. And of course, as in any structure of power or of politics, there are groups that actually they are very high in power, and they are very wealthy, and they are very powerful between the circles of the Catholic religion, and they have schools around the world, and these schools are mostly schools for the elite and for the very privileged ones, and they are basically camps or they're like experiments to educate kids to perpetuate this power. Yeah,
and you believe it's dangerous, legitimately dangerous to do that, of course.
I mean, whoever thinks that giving the education of your child to a criminal organization is, I think it's pretty dangerous, yeah.
And still people do it. That's kind of the amazing thing about it. Why do you think that things like this still exist, still manage to exist?
I think because we're all very smart, and I think that there is a... The faith is important. I think everyone wants to believe in something. I think everyone is asking the same question. Why are we here? Why, what's the meaning of life? Yeah. And these organizations, they're very good at hiding that question and kind of putting it as an important thing, where at the end, actually, what is important is the power itself and the perpetuation of this status quo. Yeah.
Speaking about the filmmaking side, I was also wondering how you were able to achieve that atmosphere among the... Because there's a lot of characters in this film. So was there... Did you do any workshopping beforehand to kind of get that feeling of that group of boys and also the feeling of the group of the older educators and supervisors?
Yeah, most of the actors in the film have never been on the screen before.
Oh, right.
The kids, they were casted in their schools in a very long and meticulous process of finding interesting characters from real life. And as we watched maybe 500 kids, we started to reduce the group till we became 35, they became 35. And then once the 35 were set and they were like confirmed for the film without a particular role, they just were all gonna play in the film, we started a series of workshops where they started to bond, they started to create their own little society, their own little groups. And that's how I divided them by groups and therefore by the script, yeah? So
right.
I found the main characters very late into the process, and even while shooting the film, I found who were the main characters of the film.
Right, excellent. Well, Joaquin, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you, and thanks very much for joining us. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Please watch the film.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.